We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And the final 22 teams have made their way down to Orlando, and they're ready to get back out on the court. While the ending of this year's basketball season will be different than years past, there will not be a shortage of excitement, and no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings, the top-rated sportsbook app. And to celebrate the return of basketball, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all users a special odds boost. For the first 3 days of the season, you can bet $20 to win $100 on any team of your choosing. So, and if basketball's not your game, DraftKings does offer great odds and promotions on all sports, ranging from MMA to baseball. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. And for a limited time, all users can get the special odds boost. Bet $20 to win $100 on a team of your choosing. That's code KSN. Boost your odds. $20 to win $100. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four. I'm Jim Galante, along with Andy Shea and Bob Flounders. And we are going to continue doing what we're calling our fourth quarter five. This is the brainchild of Bob Flounders, where we'll have storylines and we'll get five different topics to talk about. And this week, what we're going to do, and we're restricting it to the offense, what guys are your five top storylines as Penn State goes into their August practice time? So I'm going to start with you, Andy Shea. You get the number one choice. Go for it. What's your first storyline you're looking for come August practice?
Which running back gets the quarterback load in terms of carries? So Penn State's got three running backs. We agree that all three running backs will play eventually. There has to be a pecking order, right? Traditionally, Penn State, under the last 2 years under Ricky Ronnie as the offensive coordinator, the quarterback was a huge part of the running game, partly out of necessity in 2018 because the only running back was Miles Sanders. And, oh, by the way, the quarterback, Trace McSorley, was a pretty gifted and cagey runner, right? So that combo worked. Last year, Sean Clifford, they had a myriad of running backs. Ricky Ronnie was still the offensive coordinator. In the last 2 years under Ronnie, the quarterbacks carried the ball a staggering 361 times. I do not feel under Shiraka that they will – that the quarterback will be that much of a running threat, especially with the talent and the offensive line they have. So I think the pecking order to me matters. I think there's 50 to 75 dedicated carries to a second running back that would have been normal. The last 2 years would have been sort of quarterback, you know, runs. I still think they're going to run the quarterback. I'm not saying they won't. I'm just saying there's a load to be had. And I think who emerges as the number two, whether it's, you know, there's three of them, Journey Brown, Noah Cain, Devin Ford. However the pecking order comes out, I think it matters to me. And it's an important storyline, even though I still think all three are going to be used, because I think there's a load of carries to be had. So that is a storyline number one for me.
All right, Bob, what do you think?
Andy, you have a way with words with your – when you first said what your first storyline was, it took me a little while to see what you were getting at. But I think your point about managing the quarterback in the run game is extremely valid. Those quarterbacks the last 2 years, Trace and Sean, they weren't healthy at the end of the year. And I think that it was a result of – they were just too they were involved too much in the run game. I agree with you. As a subset almost of your storyline, I'm going to get real specific. And to me, one of the most interesting storylines is what is the ceiling for Devin Ford in 2020? And I say that, guys, because I've had people that I trust swear to me that you know, when this guy is finally comfortable, when he finally gets in the weight room, and he gets up to speed and up to strength, it's Journey Brown was phenomenal last year. You know what Noah Cain can do. I think this guy might have the highest ceiling of all the running backs, and I know that's a bit of a stretch. I just want to, in other words, if he ever gets a chance to carry the ball 15 or 20 times in a game for consecutive games. You saw what happened when they finally turned Journey Brown loose. When Noah Cain was healthy in the middle of the season, he showed what he could do. We haven't seen the best of Devin Ford yet, and I'm wondering if there's an injury or he gets his chance to start or he just develops and catches the coaching staff's eyes. I just wonder about – it just seems like he's maybe the most overlooked talent of all the skill guys on the Penn State team in 2020, and that's only because how good this room is. I would like to see him stretch his legs literally in 2020 because I'm really fascinated what he brings to the table. I think if he gets his chance, I think it's going to be a very different depth chart in a hurry by midseason.
I'm going to kick in here, Andy, because I want to just say, I don't know, Bob, if I doubt I'm one of those guys that you trust with the evaluation, but I will tell you this. I am probably the head of the Devin Ford fan club.
I don't know. Ross is pretty high up there.
Yeah, well, I remember Ross. Ross is up there too.
All right. Well, Ross also, but Jim thinks Devin Ford can be a star. So that's my vote there too. All right, Andy, it's your turn. Where are you headed next?
Yeah, I'll take the captain obvious. Who are the wide receivers? And, pretty much I could stop right there. The only sort of known quantity as a starting college Big Ten football wide receiver is Jahan Dotson. Beyond that, it's sort of this same story that has been going on for a couple of years. They're talented. They're young. You know, we've heard that before. The development of that said talent has been, it's been scattershot at best. There's been a significant amount of underperforming and underachieving at that position. Generally speaking, not in certain players, but generally speaking, overall as a position in the last couple of years. So it's who are the wide receivers? And sort of my sub storyline is who's going to actually catch the ball on a consistent basis? That is part B of it, but it is who are the receivers? That's it. That is who are they? Because we don't know who they are, and who does the coaching staff like best from this group of young players? Because we know they're going to be young, talented players. Who does the coaching staff deem the most worthy to get out there at the beginning?
Bob, before you comment on that, and I will let you, I almost forgot. Incredible. Our winner from the Ask Cross segment was Glenn from Pleasantville, New York. All right. I did get that eventually. Bob, you're up.
Yeah. Another way, Andy, of looking at your storyline, which is obviously huge for the offense, is what will the Penn State passing game look like without KJ Hamler? Because of all the guys that they have coming back that are talented, none of them really are – I don't think any of them really have the specific skill set of KJ Hamler. He did drop some passes last year, but his impact on the way teams kind of defended the pass was just the threat of KJ, I think, really scared defenses. And I'm not sure that Penn State really has a player with his specific skill set. That's not my storyline. My storyline, though, is – Kirk Sciarrocca's impact on Sean Clifford as a passer. We saw what Tanner Morgan did at Minnesota last year. Against Penn State, he was 18 for 20 for 330 yards, and it was almost like a 7-on-7 drill. When I talk about his impact, you know, Sean Clifford left a lot of plays out on the field last year. He did have a very good first season. He also missed some throws, especially down the field. You remember the Minnesota game. I thought he had Justin Shorter open for a touchdown. He hung it. Shorter didn't make a play on the ball. They intercept it. It's a big turning point early in that game. I want to know if Kirk can get Sean's completion percentage up into the mid to high 60s. That's where it needs to be. And, you know, to try and coach him remotely and not really have the advantage of a spring practice, I just wonder if there's going to be a delay maybe on Kirk's impact with Sean. But I think eventually it's going to be a very good relationship for Sean. I think he will get better, but I'm just curious to see how quickly Kirk can get him better.
And that's where this whole, you know, they got a couple extra weeks of time up front with their practice where to make up for the spring ball that they missed. That will be helpful. And we don't know, again, as of this recording, we don't know when the Big Ten's going to really start their season. But if they start a couple weeks late, that might be even a couple more weeks that Shiraka has with Sean Clifford. All right, Andrew P., you're up again.
All right, real quick, this is a storyline I think is undervalued. Will the kicking game be good enough to bail out this offense a little bit again? And I say that in knowing that, you know, Jordan Stout's going to take over for Blake as a punter. But if you remember last year, there were times and there were significant number of stretches where this offense would go dark and quiet, right, in games. They would flash and, you know, splash, and then there would be these lulls and stretches. And they would kick some field goals. Jake Pinniger, Jordan Stout, 13 of 15 for field goals last year. That's pretty crazy. Gilligan, during those long stretches when the offense was struggling and would go dark, he was one of the best punters in the country, pinning teams inside the 20, but keeping the defense with the ability to get the offense the ball back, you know, stuff like that. So my question is, can the kicking game be somewhere near the same level if the offense continues to sputter and has some dark stretches like it did last year? That's it.
All right, that's Andy's ability to go outside the box to go special teams. In the couple seconds we have left, Bob Flounders, we haven't talked offensive line yet. Do you have one more storyline there?
It's not offensive line because I think that's actually the thing that Penn State can hang its hat on the most, even more so maybe than the running backs. I love that group. My storyline is, can Penn State develop a second tight end it trusts to run two tight end sets, because that's what they want to do. They got a great one in Pat Freiermuth. The second tight end has to be able to block. Do they have a second tight end who can block?
That's a very good one also, Bob. All right, guys, that is it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Make sure you join us again next time. And if you haven't done it yet, please download the app, Keystone Sports. That's the easiest way to get to all of our shows. We'll see you next time.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. The final 22 teams are ready to get back out on the court. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app to get in on the action and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all users can get a special odds boost to bet $20 to win $100 on a team of your choosing. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.